This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill.
The Trump administration wants private investment to help pay for infrastructure spending, for roads, for bridges. The theory is that private investors will bankroll the upfront costs as long as they get a return on that investment. Texas embraced public-private partnerships over a decade ago. Tom Scheck from the investigative team at APM Reports has more.
In 2012, Texas Governor Rick Perry cut the ribbon on State Highway 130.
Today's proof that the concept is complete.
The concept was a public-private partnership. The grand opening was an I-told-you-so moment for Perry, who's now President Trump's energy secretary. Texas transportation officials wanted the 41-mile road between San Antonio and Austin for years to ease terrible traffic, but they couldn't fund it. When investors said they'd pay the $1.3 billion cost, Perry jumped.
And it can be seen, I mean, in concrete and asphalt, it can be seen now that it can be done.
But in return, drivers pay as much as $10 to use it, $40 for a tractor trailer. At a gas station near the highway, drivers have plenty to say about the tolls during rush hour.
It should be our right to use the road since it's built and, we're already paying for it. To pay extra for every time you go on it seems criminal.
If I took 35 instead of the toll road to go to work, it would take me over an hour to get to work versus 40 minutes.
Kind of really the only mode unless you go down 35, to get up there, and nobody likes sitting on 35, so they kind of got you cornered.
That was Kyle Busch, Bailey Savage, and DJ Shaw. Texans have seen a lot more tolls in the past two decades. Highway 130 is just one of 53. On some, everyone pays to drive. Others are so-called Lexus lanes. They run parallel to existing roads. Drivers buy a special pass. The toll roads have eased congestion, but Texans are getting fed up with it.
Lays out on second reading, House Bill 2861.
In May, the Republican-controlled Texas House rejected a bill that would have allowed 10 new roads to possibly require tolls. Republican Jonathan Stickland voted against the measure.
My constituents hate it. This is not a right or a left issue. It's not a conservative or a liberal issue.
Public-private partnerships are a big issue for President Trump, who plans on more private investment, like that seen in Texas, to fuel his infrastructure plan. Details of the plan are not out, but it's possible projects will get priority or incentives if they tap private money. Terry Hall runs a group called Texans for Toll-Free Highways. She's a Republican who voted for Trump.
If you want to lose a voter, the fastest way you do it is to take $300 or $400 out of their pocket every month.
No one likes paying tolls. Mark Williams with the Texas Department of Transportation knows that. He says his department does all it can to avoid tolls, but he can easily list the benefits, like 10 new roads that he says wouldn't have been built or would have taken years longer without the tolling option.
For every $1 of public funding that went into those projects, about $3 of private financing was leveraged that would not have otherwise been available to advance those projects.
But using private money comes with risk. The owners of State Highway 130, the toll road Rick Perry vouched for, went bankrupt. Investors lost money, and the U.S. Department of Transportation got only a tiny fraction back from a huge loan for the project. The private operators also aren't so private anymore. Under the bankruptcy agreement, the federal government now owns a third of the company that runs the toll road. I'm Tom Scheck for Marketplace.